What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about how when you first meet a narcissist, you really fall in love with yourself. Because narcissistic people like to mirror back the good qualities that they see in other people. Narcissistic people mirror you, so you initially fall in love with yourself. That's why, like when you get into a relationship with a narcissist, and the relationship goes on for a while, however long it goes on, right? They start to change. They start to change up who they are, what they do, what they like to do, and things like that. And you don't recognize the person you're with. Hey, you don't do the same things you used to do. Why not? Because they never liked doing those things in the first place. They only did them to get you. 100% truth, honesty right there for you. They only did a lot of that stuff to get you. I know this girl in real life. This is a woman. And she met somebody online, right? And I was like, I got bad energy from this dude. I was like, this dude is weird as hell. And she has this very, very unique personality where not very many people, you know, would act like her. And I know that. And most people know that. She found some dude online. This dude was acting exactly like her. And I was just like, this is damn near impossible. On a website, it's impossible. Now, people were telling her, it's like, yeah, this is one of those too good to be true things. Like, y'all like too much of the same stuff. This is weird. Turns out, it was very weird because the dude ended up having a whole family in New York that he was just visiting her. Like, ended up being married or something. It was crazy. Like, he was literally acting just like her. They mirror you. And she fell head over heels in love with this person. They mirror you. They reflect back the good qualities, the unique qualities that they see in you back to you. So you are literally falling in love with yourself. Like, the stuff that you love about them, you love about yourself. So a lot of narcissistic people make you feel insecure about yourself. A lot of narcissists and toxic people make you feel insecure about how you look, how you feel, and things like that. When in the beginning, they mirrored you. They were acting like you to get you to fall in love. They knew your good qualities, and they reflected them back to you. I do that now, y'all. That's what I do. Like, literally, that's what I do in real life. I tell people right now, the comedy stuff you see me doing, the funny stuff you see me doing, that's me. That's my personality right there. But everything else, I feel like, just even from my youth, I feel like who I am is an accumulation of the good personality characteristics and traits that I saw in other people that I liked, that I was jealous of. You know what I mean? I was like, dang, why you act like that? And I would study people. I became friends with some people just to study them and be around them and get their energy from them to become more like them. You know what I mean? Cause I wanted to be better than them. Just to be real, I wanted to be better than them. Yeah, I love my friends. I have good friends. You know, I love my friends. I don't wish bad on them at all, but I wanted to be better than them. This is the insecurities of a narcissist, y'all. What are you gonna do? Beat me? I'm telling y'all the truth. So you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, or whatever, whomever, wherever, you know, understand that you are dealing with somebody who's acting like you, who is reflecting back the characteristics of yourself. So when they're telling you you're not good enough, think about that, y'all. When they say you're not good enough, nobody else is going to want you. Nobody else is going to want to put up with your BS. Nobody this, nobody that. Say back to them and understand the fact that they are reflecting back your personality characteristics. They really, really are. They just are. Sorry, y'all. I had to change scenery. We had pulled up to the wrong gym for my son's basketball game, but here we are and we're back. But yeah, the next time somebody tries to make you feel insecure, like if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, and they try to make you feel insecure about your personality characteristics or your weight or your job or anything like that, they fell in love with those things at first. They knew those things were good about you. That's why they fell in love with you and mirrored those things back to you. Understand that. They can see the good in you. They can see the good in you. They can see the greatness in you. That's why they are trying to pull it back down. That's why they're trying to tear it down and tear it away. That's what narcissistic people do. I know a lot of people call narcissistic people energy vampires, but I think the more appropriate word for narcissists is emotional terrorist. Emotional terrorism is a real thing when it comes to narcissistic people. It just is. They emotionally terrorize you. They take away your strength, take away your power, and make you feel helpless. They make you feel dependent upon them. When you are typically, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, well, not typically, sometimes you're going to be self-sufficient. You don't actually need the person. You don't need the narcissist. You didn't need them when you first met them. You thought you did, or they came into your life and played a hero, like a hero role in your life. They came into your life and played the hero, or tried to play the hero to you, you know, and they played the hero by mirroring you. Sometimes it's just like, damn, it's just like, I never met somebody like this before. I always say this, y'all, when you're dealing with toxic people, if somebody is sweeping you off your feet, typically it's to flip you over and drop you on the top of your head. If they're sweeping you off your feet, it's to drop you on your head. It just is. I tell people, slow it down. If somebody's acting too much like you, to me, that's a red flag. To me, that is the reddest. That's a huge red flag. If somebody's acting too much like you, if you have this unique personality, if you are a unique person, right? And somebody's acting just like everybody tells you that you're one of a kind, right? And then somebody comes out of the woodwork. You meet them online, and they're acting just like you after the first meeting or the second meeting. They're acting quirky like you, or they're saying this. They pick up your catchphrases and things like that. And all of a sudden, they like the same TV. Oh my! I'm telling y'all. Sometimes if it's too good to be true, it's too damn good to be true. Like, that's why I tell people to pump the brakes. It takes at least 90 days to get to know someone for who they really are. It just does. Set your boundaries on them and take references. Like, does this person have any friends? Sometimes narcissists don't have friends. They don't have friends at all. Hey, can I meet your friend? Do you have any friends? No. Why not? People don't get me. But you're supposed to get them. So it'd be you and them. Because if you have friends and they don't have friends, they're going to try to isolate you away from your friends. You see how simple that math is right there? If you have friends and I don't have friends, they're going to try to isolate you away from said friends. They just are. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people and things like that, understand that. Understand it. You know what I mean? Understand that. That's how it goes right there. Because I feel like we repeat myself a lot in some of these videos, y'all. But I have to. I also feel like I need to hammer the point home. Is the fact that narcissists see the good qualities in you. You need to see them. They see the good qualities. They see the good qualities in you. They mirror them back to you. Like, reflect them back to you. You fall in love with yourself. And then after a while, the narcissist breaks the mirror and they show you who they really are. Your personality traits are still there. But now, since the mirror is broken, you're trying to get somebody to love you like they used to. They didn't love you like they used to. They loved you like you should love you. So you're hoping against hope. You're praying that this person will change back into the person they were originally. They cannot change into you. Think about that right there. You're hoping and praying that person can change. Oh, give me a moment, y'all. That was some fire. You cannot say that was not some fire right there. You hoping that person changes back to who they used to be. But who they used to be, it's you. They were reflecting a lot of your good stuff back to you. A lot of your interest back to you. A lot of your quirks and, you know, your personality back to you. They were giving you back to you, making you fall in love with yourself. So how can they become you? If they become you, it's fake. That's them faking it. If you try to leave them, if you up and try to leave them, a lot of times they'll try to become you again. They'll try to get you to remember the good times. Like, remember the good times? It wasn't always like this. Remember, we used to have fun. We used to have fun and do all this stuff together. But why don't y'all do this stuff together anymore? Why don't you do it together anymore? Because narcissistic people change over time to become themselves. They start off as you and become themselves over time. You just have to give them time. That's why I say it takes at least 90 days to get to know somebody. Y'all should not be exchanging I love yous and things like that immediately off the rip. You know what I mean? What's up? What do you need? Hmm? What time y'all starting?
12:30.
It's still starting at 12:30? Okay.
It is 3 minutes, so.
Alright, just get warmed up, man.
I am warmed up.
Alright, go ahead. That's my oldest son right there, y'all. Sorry. I told y'all I don't cut the video. Y'all saw my daughter yesterday. I didn't show my son, my oldest son. He go to school and stuff like that. I want his friends to see me on TikTok and stuff. But yeah. So clearly y'all have to hop out of here in a second. But you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people. Understand that they mirror you, they reflect you, and you fell in love with yourself. If you fell in love with yourself, now you've lost yourself. The longer you've been in a relationship like this with a toxic person or a narcissist, you've started to lose yourself. Find yourself again. They loved you. They saw the good qualities in you enough to mirror them back and reflect them back to you. So why can't you do the same thing? Find yourself, love yourself again. You know what I mean? That's how it goes right there. I know people pulling up on me. I'm in my car. people pull up on me. I don't know. So I'm not looking at y'all. I'm not going to cut the video. Maybe I do have to hop over here. I got to go in and hear my son's game about to start. Yeah, I'm an active father, y'all. I'm not a narcissist that abandons their kids. There'll be another video coming up pretty soon. But yeah, you have good qualities. Find you again. You have the good. You can do it. Find you again. Like and subscribe for more. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.